Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin daf Kovav. Begin 12 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, discussing Bilam, who is one of the individuals mentioned in our Mishnah, that Ein Lechilek Lel Mabod is not a portion of the world to come, and discusses the psukim that he mentioned in his blessings, his curses which turned into blessings, that he blessed the Jewish people, and he spoke about the future of the world. So it says that B'yaras HaKeni, so Bilam saw the Keni, V'yisa Mishalei, and he lifted up his parable. So the Gemara explains what he was saying was, Amalei Bilam LeYisra. Bilam was talking to Yisra. And he says, Keni, which, as the Gemara is going to prove, Keni is referring to Yisra, Lo Yisei Mona Ba'isa Eitza, weren't you with us when we were all in that council together, when Pare had made the decree that Kol HaBen HaYilad HaYor Tashlichu, that any boy that's going to be born from the Jewish people is going to be thrown into the river? You were. So therefore, Mihay Shivcha Eitzel Eisonei Olam, who placed you by the strong ones of the world, that ultimately he saw the future that the sons of Yisrael were going to be sitting in the Lishkas HaGazes, in the chamber of hewn stone, where he's going to have children and the Sanhedrin HaGadol. And that's where it says, Eisen Meshevecha, your place is by the strong one. How'd you get there if you were just as wicked as me and we were all part of that evil council with the Pare, the wicked King Pare? Says the Gemara, V'hainu d'amr b'chiyah bar abba amr b'simoi, that what Bilam was referring to was Shleisha Hoyuba'isa Eitzah. There were three individuals by that council regarding throwing the Jewish boys into the river. And Elohim, they were Bilam, Eiv, v'Yisra. The Gemara explains, Bilam Shayatz Nerek. Bilam who counseled that, yeah, kill the Jewish boys, he got killed. Eiv Sheshasak Nidin Biyisur, and Eiv who was silent, he got judged with afflictions, as the Sefer Eiv talks about, the great afflictions that Eiv had. The Yisra Shabarach, and Yisra who fled, and he, in defiance, he was not going to be part of that evil council. Zochu b'nei banav leishab lishkas ha'gaz, his grandsons merited to be sitting in the Sinej ha'gadol, in the chamber of hewn stone, in the base of Migdash. Shemlik says a pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph. Says, Mishpache Seifrim Yeshvi Yavitz, and the family of scribes of Tamein HaChacham, those the settlers of Yavitz, Tirasim, Shemasim, Sochsim, these are the different families. Hema HaKenim HaBoim HaChamas. These are the Kenim who come from Hamas, who is Avi Beis Rechav, who is the father of the household of Rechav. Now, how do we know this refers to the sons of Yisroi? That's Kenim. Because Ksiv, there's a pasuk in Sefer Shefim, it says, Uvenei Keni, and the sons of Keni, who was Chosin Moshe, who was the father-in-law of Moshe, Olumir HaTamarim, they came up from the city of the Tamarim, which that's referring, who's the father-in-law of Moshe, is Yisroi, and therefore you see that he's the Keni that Bilam was referring to, and he said, wait, how did you merit, as the Gemara says, because he ran away from that evil council of the Pari HaRasha. Now, Bilam continues, V'yisa Mishalav V'yema, he lifted up his parable, and he said, Oy mi yichya, woe to one who lives, mi sumay el, from placing God. So Amr B'Shem Malakish, he says, what it means to say is, Oy, woe mishim echaya atzmai b'shem kel, woe to someone who livens himself up from the name of God. Meaning that he makes himself a god, like Pari did and Chirim did, that they claimed that they're a god. Or another interpretation is, someone that's Mechayi himself, in other words, woe to those people that they live it up in this world, and they throw off the yoke of Torah from their neck, and they just fatten themselves in the physicality of this world. Misumoi Kel, meaning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then place a redemption for himself and his people, and then he's going to pay back the righteous people in the future. Woe to those who didn't live up to that, and they were Mechayi themselves at the time when Hashem will be some Kel. Now, Omer Birchen, he explains the pasuk, Oyla lu'umar shetim, so woe to the people that will be found, that will be in those days, that will enter their mind to stop the Jewish people, b'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu eis epidin labanav, at the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be placing a redemption for his sons. Mimatl kesusai bein lavi l'levia, who's going to place his garment between the male and female lions, b'shosh neskak and zemzeh, when they want to mate one with the other, to hold them back that they shouldn't be able to mate, that's a dangerous endeavor. In other words, who's going to be the one to stop the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu from entering into that union in the future? That says woe to someone that tries to get in their way. Now the pasuk continues and says, "Vitzim, which are large boats, miyad kitim, from the hands of the kitim, which again Bilam is prophesizing regarding the future, what's going to happen." So Amar Rav says, "Libun Asper." I mean, kitim is the name of a place which is called Libun Asper. So the pasuk says that these boats coming from the kitim will be ve'inu Asher, that will afflict Asher, which is Assyria, ve'inu Aver, and they'll afflict Aver, those on the east. Explains the Gemara, what Bilam was prophesizing was, Ad Asher Katli Mikdal. These Kitim, that up until Assyria, they're going to murder, they're going to kill. Mekame Elach, from here and on, from Asher and on, they're going to be conquering, but Meshabdi Shibudi, they're only going to enslave. So it says, Tzim Biyad Kitim, that there's these boats, that these large ships, they're going to come from Kitim, and they're going to afflict Ashur, meaning they're going to kill them. And these Kitim are the Romans. In other words, that people, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring in these large ships, are going to kill all the nations up until Ashur, and from Ashur and on, they're going to let them live, but they're going to enslave them. And again, this is a prophecy from Bilam regarding the future. Pasuk continues, Hinni Hailich La'ami, Bilam says, behold, I'm going to my people. Behold, I'm going to counsel for you what this people will do to your people. So ask the Gemara, what do you mean? It's Bilam was giving counsel to Balak how to make the Jewish people stumble and to sin, and he should have said that what your people are going to do to the people, the Jewish people. Why is it saying that what the Jewish people will do to your people? So he says, this is like a person who curses himself. But when he says it, he words it as if it's a curse on someone else. So to Bilam, he didn't want to make it sound like Balak is this lowly type of a person that has to find some ideas how to make the Jewish people stumble. Rather, he wanted to make the Jewish people sound lowly and to say as if they need counsel to make the people of Mayavs to stumble, that they should not become overtaken by the people of Mayav and the Jewish people. That's why he says that what these people can do to your people, but it really means to say, let me give you advice, what you have to do to the Jewish people. Or another interpretation, when it says, Toilik Elasa B'chaveira, in other words, that he was making the curse contingent on Mayav because he didn't want to do it towards the Jewish people, like Bill Marosh actually said, he was saying to the Jewish people, and the Pasuk didn't want it, so it says, it makes it sound like as if what's happening bad to the people of Mayav. So explains the Gemara, what was the advice that Bilam gave to the people of Mayav to make the downfall of the Jewish people? Amalehem, he said to them, Eliheim shel elu soinizimahu. The gods of these people, the Jewish people, he hates sexual immorality. Veheim misabim l'kli pashtim. But the way we could get them is because the Jewish people desire linen garments. Boy, vasiach etzah, come, I'll give you an advice, I'll give you counsel. Asi lehen kloim. Make for your people, make them tents of curtains, like the way the people usually do in the marketplaces. Vahishabem Zainis, and put inside those tents harlots. Zikinim mebachutz, the elderly mebifnim, the elderly woman in the outside, the younger woman in the inside. Vimachal and clay pishna, and let them sell to the Jewish men linen garments. So asel and kloim har shelig, make tents from the Mount Snow Mountain, which refers to Shnir, the Har Hermon, ad beis Hashemes until beis Hashemes. Vahishav and Zainis, and they put in harlots, women that are waiting there to have relations with the Jewish men. Zekeinim bebachot, aviyad mebefnim, elderly women on the outside, younger women on the inside. Now, ubishosh Yisrael eichem eshaisin. Now, when the Jewish men were eating and drinking, ubismeichin, ubiyitzel, and tal b'shok, and they were rejoicing, and they were going out to stroll in the marketplace, the elderly woman would tell the Jewish man, Iyata mevakesh kli pishtan, don't you want some linen garments? So the Jewish man would tell her, well, how much are you selling for? So zakeno imeris lebeshavas. So the elderly woman would say how much it's worth. The elderly imeris lebeshavas, but the younger woman who was in the inside would give him a lower price, less than its value. And that's what they would do, shtayim eshalish pam, two or three times, where the guy would say, hey, the woman inside has a cheaper price, we'd go in to buy from him on the inside. Now, v'achakach, afterwards, where he really bought from this younger woman two, three times, Emerisle, she tells him, hariat keben bais, you're like a household member. Shev, baro la'atzmecha, sit and select for yourself all the types of adornments, what you want, here it's at your leisure. V'tzartzuri shel yayin amayni munech etzla. And they would have these flasks of amayni wine that was near the woman. Now, v'adayin lo yneser yayin shel amayni v'lo yayin shel nachem. They didn't have it forbidden yet at that time, non-Jewish wine. So Amrali, she said to the Jewish man, Ritzain Tchesha Tishta Kesha Yain, you're sitting here anyways, you're taking your leisure, do you want to drink a cup of wine? Now, Kimit Shashah, so once he would drink, Barbai would get inflamed in him, he would get intoxicated, and the evil inclination would inflame him, and Amalahi Shmili, he would tell the Moabite woman, listen to me, in other words, listen to me to have relations with me. So he'd see a Yerosa Mitechek, so she would take out her God from her bosom. And Amalai, Abud Lazesh, said, yet, but serve this Abay Dazar. Amalai, Halo Yehudani. So he would tell her, what do you mean? I'm a Jew. Amalai, Umach, Beslach. So she would tell him, and what's the big deal? What are we asking from you already? Just to go ahead and relieve yourself to your excrement here, because that's the service of the Avodah Zarah Pa'ar, where you relieve yourself. Now, he didn't know that there was any problem to go ahead and just defecate on an idol, and he would do that. Now, not only that, but she would tell him, I'm not going to leave you alone to have relations with you until you deny in the Torah of Moshe, your teacher. Shemek says the pasuk in Hosea, they came to Baal Pa'ar, this Avodah Zarah, and they separated themselves for embarrassment. They went off from their path. They went after this embarrassment of this Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar. And they were disgraced in their love, because of their great desire for their love for Zunus, they became disgraced and they denied even in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the pasuk tells us of a Yeshiv Yisrael b'Shittim. At that time, the Jewish people were settled in Shittim. So Rabbi Elazar im Shittim, Shmuel says that's what its name was. Rabbi Shua im says no, Shnis Asku b'Divrei Shtus, because they involved themselves in imbecilic things, which was that they had znus with the Moabite women, and then they even went and did Avodah Zarah. The pasuk tells us over there, but Tikrenu la'am lezivche Eloheihen, that the Moabite women, they called to the people to slaughter to their gods. Rabbi Yezra, I mean, he says, when it says Vatikrena, they call them, sounds like just with their bodies, meaning Arumis Poguban. The Moabite woman would greet the Jewish men totally naked. Rabbi Shua, I mean, he says that the word Vatikrena is from the word of Mikra, meaning Shenasu Kulam Balikari, and all the Jewish men became men who had seminal emissions because of the Moabite women. A similar type of a machlaikis. Once we discussed the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua regarding what's the interpretation of the word Shittim, which either it's a name of a place or it refers to something, so to Rephidim, which was a place the Jewish people were before they came to Har Sinai, also the Gemara says, my Lashon Rephidim. So Rabbi Elazar says, Rephidim Shema, means that's the name of the place. Rabbi Shua says, no, it says, refers to something, Sheyripu Atzma Medivri Taira, because they wiped off their hands from the words of Torah, Shenem, like it says, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, similarly, it says, Lohifnu Abbas Albanim, the fathers did not turn towards the sons to make them do right, because Merifin Yadayim, because they had forsaken, they weakened their hands from Torah and from Mitzvah, so to obey, when it says, Refidim, it's Rifyan Yadayim. In other words, because they weakened their hands from learning Torah, that's why Amalek came to them and fought with them. Now, Amar B'Yechanan says, we mentioned before, the Yeshiv Yisrael B'Shittim. So B'Yechanan says, Kamokim Shanim of the Yeshiv. Whenever it says that they settled, Ein El Lashon Tsar, it's a terminology of pain. Somebody says the pasuk, the Yeshiv Yisrael B'Shittim, the Jewish people settled in Shittim. And then it says, V'yachol Om, listen to Sel B'Nais Mayav, that the Jewish people started to have immorality with the daughters of Mayav. So it says, V'yishav Yaakov Be'eretz Maguri of Be'eretz Canaan. The Yaakov settled in the land of sojourning of his fathers in the land of Canaan. And it says, V'yavah Yosef as the Basam Ra'al of him, that Yosef brought the Lashon Hara to their father, which ultimately led to the whole Golus of Mitzrayim. V'nema, and it says in the Pasuk, V'yishav Yisrael Be'eretz Goshen, that Yisrael, Yaakov, settled in the land of Goshen. And what does it say? V'yikav Yisrael Yisrael Lomas, and then they came near the days of Yisrael to die. Again, right when it says V'yishav, the death of Yaakov happened. Now, there's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph Sotu that says, "V'yeshev Yehuda v'Yisrael levetach," that Yehuda and the Yisrael, they settled confidently. Ish tachas gifnei v'tachas teinas, every man under his vine and under his fig tree. And what does it say? V'yokam Hashem satan l'shleima, that Hashem sent a satan to Shleima, es hadadu adoimi mizer hamelech hu be'edim. Then he sent an adversary to Shleima, this hadad, the Edomite from the royal descendants of Edom. Now, it says over there in the Pesukah by Bilam, it says, "V'smalchim Midian hargu al chalaleim begamer," so to take revenge from the Moabites, what they did to the Jewish people. So it says that the kings of Midian, they killed on chalaleim begamer, etc. "V'sbilam ben Ba'ur hargu b'charav," and Bilam the son of Ba'ur, they killed by the sword. So the Gemara asks Bilam, "My boy Hasam, what was Bilam doing over there in Midian if that's not where he was?" So Amr B'Yichin, he says, Shahalach Litel Schar Esem Babo Elef Shehibim Yisrael. He actually went to get paid for the 24,000 Jewish people that he caused to die, meaning it was all his counsel that made the Jewish men do Znus and Avodah Zarah with the Moabite people, which thus caused the Magifa of 24,000 dying. So he went to get reward from Balak and from the elders of Midian, who were both on the same team to fight the Jewish people. Since he went there, and that was the time when they were taking revenge and killed the Midianites, so too Bilam was there at that time. So Amar Zudja Bar Tovi Amrav, he says, this is what people say. Gam lo azul le mabay karna. The camel went because he wanted horns. And udna dahavale gizizimene. And not only did he not get horns, but even the ears that he had, they cut off from him. In other words, so to Bilam, he should have kept enough, and he went to get paid, and not only did he not get paid, he actually got killed at that time. Now the pasuk calls him as Bilam ben Ba'ur HaKaisim, Bilam the son of Ba'ur, the Kaisim, the one who practiced sorcery, that he was killed by the sword, which this is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. Now the Gemara asks, Kaisim, a sorcerer, but Navihu, but he was a prophet. As we mentioned before, the prophecies were saying regarding the future. So Mibichlin says, Betzchila Navi. In the beginning he was a prophet. Well, B'saif, but later on, once he had placed his eyes to curse the Jewish people, so then prophecy was taken from him, and he became a Kaisim, just a sorcerer. Amar Papi says, this is what people say, Mizgine Vishilti Havya, the wife of the nobility, of the robe of the noble people, of the kings, of the princes, Aizan Lagavri Nagari was Mizana with the man who pulls the ropes of the boat, or of the carpenter, meaning with the lowly man, the one who is great, the woman who is the princess, is suddenly doing being Mizana with the low class type of a person. Now, continuing to Amid Beis, where the pasuk says the issue that we mentioned before, that this Bilam ben Ba'ur, the sorcerer, Hargu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev al chaluleihem, that the Jewish people killed him by the sword to their slayings. Now, sounds like that there was a lot of killings with this Bilam. What does that mean? Amar Rav, it says, Shekaimu by Arba Mises, they fulfilled all the four types of deaths in Bilam. Skilos, v'sreifa, harag v'chenech, by stoning, and by burning, and by beheading, and by strangulation. How so? They hung him. And then they made a fire beneath the place where he was hung, and they cut off his head, which then fell into the fire. So the hanging was chenek, where he dies by strangulation. The cutting off his head is hereg. When he fell down to the ground, that's a skila. When he fell into the fire, that's reif. Now, Amalei Ha'u Min L'Reb Chanina, a certain heretic said to Reb Chanina, says, Mishmilach Bilam Bar Kama Haba, did you hear how old Bilam was when he passed away? So Amalei says, Michtab L'Ksib, it doesn't say explicitly in the Pasuk. Elam in the Ksib, but he says, based on what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that Anshei Dom Memirah, men of blood and of deceit, La'yechtzu Yemem, they won't live half their life. And we know a person's life is called 70 years. So Bar Klosim V'Tlashnin, or Bar Klosim Arba, so must be that he lived maybe 33 or 34 years. Which, as Rashi points out, this Reb Chanina obviously does not hold the Reb Simoi that was mentioned previously on Omen Aleph, that says there were three people in the Council of Paroi, Bilam, Eben, Yisroi, because according to Reb Simoi, Bilam lived more than 210 years because he was in the Council of Paroi in the beginning by the slavery, which he said, Kalaben Hayilod Ya'er Teshlichu, where according to Reb Simoi, he lived all those 210 years until the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, until they had the Muhammad with Midian. That's how long Bilam lived. He obviously disagreed with that interpretation. So Amalei, so that heretic said, Reb Chanina, Shapakam, you said very well, because L'didi Chazli Pinkas de Bilam, I saw the notebook of Bilam, Vavakzibe, and it was written over there, Bar Tlosn Meklashnin, Bilam Chagira, Bilam, the lame one, was 33 years old, Kad Kotl Yosef Pinchas Lestah, when Pinchas the general killed him, meaning even if it wasn't Pinchas himself who killed him, but some other soldier, but the whole war was called based on Pinchas, we see he was 33 years old when he passed away. Only Ma'abred Ravina Lebre, he said, Bekulu, regarding all those kings and the commoners that we mentioned in our opening Mishnah, that they don't have a portion of the world to come, Leitafis Lemidjus, don't grab to expound them derogatorily, Labarman Bilam Arash, except for the wicked Bilam. The Kama de Mishkachas Bey Darish Bey, as much as you can find, then you should expound in a derogatory type of a fashion. Now, continuing regarding the individuals of our Mishnah, so he said that one of those that doesn't have a portion of the world to come is Doyig. So Ksiv, the Mishnah had mentioned him, says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Doyig, with an Aleph. Ksiv, but the Pasuk says later on, Doyig, with two Yuds. So what is it? What was his name? So Amar Bichin, he says, B'tchila, in the beginning, Yeshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Doyig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and he was worried. Shema Yotze Zila Tarbis Ro, maybe that this individual is going to go out to the evil types of a way, so that's why Doyig with an Aleph. After he went in the evil ways, Amar Vay Sheyatz is there. Woe that this person left. That's the Vav Yud over there. Vav Yud Yud. Where woe that this person left, which is that's why it's written Doyeg Dalad Vav Yud Yud Gimel. Simon and the Manik for the following teachings of Rabbi Yitzchok, Giber, mighty, Verosha, and a wicked, Betzadik, and a righteous, Chayil, treasure, Besayfer, and the one who counts. Amr Bitzchak, and these are all referring to Daig, Ma'adich said, what does it mean in Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Matis Ha'al Baruah HaGiber? What does the Mighty One praise in the evil? Chesed El Kalayim, the kindness of God all day. What does this Pasuk mean? Amalai Kadosh Baruch Hu Daig. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Daig, Loi Giber B'Tayra Atar, aren't you a Mighty One in Tayra? Matis Ha'al Baruah, why are you praising wickedness to say Lashon Hara on David? Loi chesed el noto lecha kol yom, isn't the kindness of God spread over you the entire day? Meaning, aren't you a chacham and tayr, which the pasuk says, v'tayr is chesed al l'shayna, that there's a thread of kindness over a person who learns tayr? Why are you going and being mishal ra, to praising bad by saying lashon hara on David? Another teaching from Amar Bitzchak, he said, Ma'adich said, what does it mean in the pasuk in Tehillim that says, u'l'rasha amalekim, that to the wicked one says God, malach ala sapachuke, what do you have saying over my statutes? Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu Daig Rasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the wicked Daig, Malach ala sapachuke, what do you have saying over my statutes that you're here, Talmud Chacham, learning Torah? Kesha'ata magil leparshas meratzchem, when you come to the parasha of murder in the Torah, which he was alluding to because he caused the city of Nineveh to be killed. Uparshas mesaper lashon hara, from the parasha of those who say the wicked tongue, meaning the slander, where he had slandered David. Mata darshman, what are you going to expel? How could you go and learn the Torah when you're here violating these laws? Now the pasuk says over there, "V'tisa brisi ali picha," and that you carry my covenant on your mouth, which sounds like on your mouth, but not on your heart. Amar Bami says, "In teirasa shel daig," the learning of daig was not el misaf v'lechutz; it was only from the lip and outward. It wasn't really inside of him. He never internalized it. From Rabbi Yitzchak, another teaching, Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Ma'adich said, what does it mean the pasuk in Tehillim that said, 'V'yiru tzadikim v'yiro,' the righteous saw and they were afraid, v'ol of Yitzchak, and on him they laughed." Says the Gemara, "Bitchila yiro." In the beginning, the righteous were afraid. They didn't want people to learn from the actions of Dayig, because he was going and he was sinning and he was being successful. Well, b'sayif, at the end, when he died less than half his age of how much a normal person usually lives, and he got all his wickedness dumped on his head, Yitzchaku, then they laughed, then they rejoiced. From Yitzchak, another teaching from Yitzchak, Ma'adich said, what does it mean a pasuk in Iyov that says, "Chayil bola vayikeeno," that a treasure he swallowed and he'll vomit it up. Mebitna Yerushena El, from his stomach, God will pull it out. So I'm a double of now Kadosh Baruch Hu, because David said in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel, master of the world, Yomaz Daig, Daig should die. Amaloi, so Hashem said to him, Chayil bola vayikeeno. He swallowed a treasure, wait till he forgets all his learning, wait till he spits it out. So David said in front of Hashem, Mibitna Yerushena El. No, I don't want to wait until he forgets it. Rather, you go ahead and you pull it out and you make him forget it. You pull it out of his stomach. But Rabbi Yitzchak, another teaching of Yitzchak says, Ma'adich said, what does it mean in the pasuk of Tehillim over there that says, Gam El Yisatzcha LeNetzach, that also God will smash you for eternity? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Nesi Daig LeAmad Asi, let Daig come to the world to come. So regarding that, David said to Hashem, "Gam el yisatzcha l'netzach." So too, God should smash you for eternity. That no, he shouldn't have a chelik in olam haba. Ma'adich said, "What does it mean at the end of the pasuk over there? It says yachtecha v'yisachacha me'oil, and he will cut you and he will remove you from the tent, v'sheyideshcha me'eretz chaim sela, and he'll uproot you from the land of the living forever." Which Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David, "Leimu shmeita be'medrash mishmei." Let him at least say over the teachings of him in the Beis HaMedrash from his name. Because when it says mi'oil, that refers to the Beis HaMedrash. Adam Lefanov, David said in front of Hashem, yachtecha v'yeschacha mi'oil, that he should cut you and remove you from the tent, meaning that no of his teaching should be said over in the Beis HaMedrash. But Hashem said to him, lehavilei benin rabbanim, let him at least have sons that are tamid chachamim. And that said, David, v'shereshcha mi'eretz chaim sela, that he should be uprooted, all his shereshim, all his roots, should be uprooted from the land of the living, that he should not have any sons that are tamid chacham. From Rabbi Yitzchak, another teaching from Rabbi Yitzchak on this is Ma'adich said, what does it mean the pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Ayye Sefer, where is the one who counts? Ayye Shekel, where is the one who weighs? Ayye Sefer as a Magdalim, where is the one who counts the towers? What this refers to is Ayye Sefer Kol Eisei Shebetayr, where is the one who counts all the letters in the Torah where Dayig was very proficient in which words are which letters are missing and which words have to be added unto the words of the Torah. Ayye Shekel, where is the one who weighs Sheshekel Kol Kalma Chamur Shebetayr, who weighs all the lighter concepts and the heavier concepts in the Torah, meaning that he knows how to expound Kal V'chaymers. Ayye Sefer as a Magdalim, when it says, where is the one who knows how to count the towers? That he was able to count 300 set halachas in the tower that flies in the ear. What that means is either, what is the tower that flies in the air? Either it's the upper part of the letter of the Lamed, which is the only letter that has that higher part that goes higher up. Why is that top part, the crown part, bends down towards the bottom, which looks like a tower that's flying in the air? Or it actually means, if someone is like an airplane, which is like a tower flying through the air, or if he goes into Eretz Am, out of Eretz Yisrael, in a box or in a tower, if he becomes Tameh or not, he knew 300 halachas on that. Or when it says 300 halachas regarding a tower that flies in the air, meaning to do kishuv, sorcery, to make a tower fly in the air. For example, like we find a similar concept as the Gemara says in Av Samaches and Al, that they knew 300 halachas regarding the planting of cucumbers in a kishuv type of a way. He knew 300 halachas on these halachas of kishuv. Or another interpretation, it actually, the girsa should be 300 halachas in the tower that stands in the ear, which is a Mishnah actually, Masechtas Alos, which talks about a tower that stands in the ear and there's tum inside of it, and there's kelim that are inside that are tummy. That if there's tum inside, then the kelim that are in the thickness of the wall, that they're tar, he knew 300 halachas on that halacha of a tower that's in the outdoors. Now, Amr Ba'amir, Ba'amir says, Arba meya boyi boyi doig v'achitayfel b'migdal ha'perech ba'avr. That doig v'achitayfel, two wicked individuals that were both opponents of David, they knew 400 questions on this halacha of the tower that flies in the ear. B'la'if shalukhar, and not even one of them could be answered. So Amar Rabba says, Revusa lemive boye, is that such a big deal to be able to ask questions and to learn Torah? But Hashem wants a person's heart. Because Bishnei de Rabbi Yehuda, in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, Kula Tenui ben Nizakin, all that they learned, all their Gemara was only in Seder Nizakin, because they didn't know how to expound so much in the words of the Torah Shabbal Peh. Vanan komes ninen tuva books, and now we have so much learning, even in the most difficult and far-flung part of Torah Shabbat Peh, that of, in Seder Taurus of, let's say, Uktzin. And moreover, v'chiavamati Rabbi Huda, when Rabbi Huda would reach, let's say, a Mishnah Masechtas Taurus, that says, isha shekevesh es yerek b'kadera, that a woman who pickles vegetables in a pot, let's say in vinegar or in some type of a brine, that then it's tahar, in other words, that there's no susceptibility of tuma through its ukits, through its the stem, because if let's say tuma touches its root, then the leaves are going to be tar, because they do not become, although generally there's aloch of yad, which is the leaf or the stem that it's holding onto is like a yad. It means it's part of it because the way you hold it, but once it's pickled, then you can't really hold it, it would fall off. It's just there for its beauty, for aesthetics. So says the Mishnah there that if one touches the stem, then the pri is going to be tahar. V'amrila, some say a similar type of a Mishnah, when he would reach a Mishnah in Uksin that says, Zesim shakavshim b'tarfein, regarding olives that were pickled with their leaves, then tahirim, then the olives are tar. In other words, that the leaves do not become a handle to be able to send and make vulnerable tumah to the olive itself, for the same idea that we just said. But when Rabbi Huda would reach these types of Mishnayos, he would say, Havayis to Rav Shmuel Kachazin Nahach, I see all the types of questions that Rav and Shmuel have throughout the entire Shas, I see in these Mishnayos, and they didn't know what's the reason why the pre, the olive, or the vegetables in these Mishnayos were tar. Yet Vanan Komesni Nebu Uktzen Tlastri Mesifta, we have 13 schools of thought, of yeshivas, that learned the entire Masechtas Uktzin, and we know it very well. And even so, the earlier generations were more pious than us. As we find, Rabbi Yehuda, Shalif Misane Vasimichi, would just take off his shoe as a sign of affliction, and the rain would already come. Vanan, Tzavchinon, Veleke Demashkechman, yet we scream and scream, and no one pays attention to us. El Rad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libibay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person's heart. So like it says the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Hashem Yir Lalev, Hashem looks to the heart, and therefore it's not a big kunst like they say that Doeg and Achitayvul had so much Torah, because yes, Torah is important, but ultimately it's supposed to be internalized in the person, which was not the case by Doeg, although they know that Torah has to become part of the person. That person, as it says, Rachman and Libibay, Hashem wants the heart of a person to become pure. Now, Amram Masharshi says, Doeg v'achitayfu lahavis savish maitza. They didn't really know the halacha and the understanding of the concepts very well to explain it appropriately. Now, Maskevel Mazuchi says, Man dechsiv bei, regarding the one who is, as we just said before, that the Pasuk says, Ayah Seifer, who is the one who knows how to count all the letters in the Torah? Ayah Shekel, the one who knows how to weigh the concepts? Ayah Seifer as a Magdalim, who is the one who knows how to count the towers? Which was 300 halachas in different types of difficult teachings. And you say they didn't know the learning of the words of the Torah? That's not the case. El Dolay Abasalkalu Shmaita Libi the Hilchas is just that they didn't merit that the halacha should follow their opinions. Because the Chassid, like it's a pasuk, says in Tehillim, Soid Hashem Lireyav. The secret of Hashem is to those who fear Him. One can know much of Torah, but it doesn't get to the truth of Torah, which is how the halacha is going to be pasuk. And since they did not have the fear of God, the halacha did not follow them. Amr Abami says Lemeis Doig. Daig did not pass away until he first forgot all his learning. Shlomo says the pasuk in Mishlei, "Hu yomus be'ein muster." He dies without rebuke. Uberoy vivalta yishken, because of the much of his iniquity, he's foolish, meaning he forgot all his learning before he passed away. Which, as we say, "Hu yomus be'ein muster." He dies without the words of Torah. Rav Amar, he says nitzareya. He actually had saras before he passed away. Shlomo says the pasuk in Tehillim, it says, "Hitzmata, you cut down kol zayni mimaka, all those who stray from you," which Doeg is one of those. Now, where do we see saras? Because it says over here, "Hitzmata." And Ksiv Hasim, it says over there in the pasuk of Yikra, when it's talking about a person not allowed to sell his land, litzmisus, Shem says, because it's my land, you can't sell it forever. You can only sell it up until Yaival. Now, umetargaminon, the Targum, the Aramaic translation of the word litzmisus, is lechalutin, which means forever. Now, however, the word hitzmato, which we find the Targum is lechalutin, which now we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, that we find the term chalutin by mitzayra, because the Mishnah says, ein bein muskur u'muchlut. There's no difference between a confined mitzayra, which we're not sure if he's going to be tamei or not, u'muchlut, and the one who's confirmed that we say, yes, his siman matama, ela priya uprima. They have everything in common, besides that the garments of the muchlit one has to be torn, and his head has to leave his hair to grow. So we see that the term muchlit is used in the concept of a confirmed mitzayra. So when it says hitzmata, that there's going to be tzmisis for those who stray from you, which is daig, it refers to having tzaras. Continues the Gemara, Simon and the Manik for the following teachings from Rabbi Yechon and the Shleishish. Three row they saw the Chatzi in half, Ukrai, and they called him. So Rabbi Yechon says, Shleisha malachi chavala nizdamnu noi ledoig. There was three angels of destruction that were prepared for doig. Echad sheshichich tamud, the one that made him forget his learning. Echad sheshaf nishmas, the one that burnt his soul. Echad shepiza afar v'batik and nesiz v'batim dresh, the one that spread out his ashes in the shuls and in the study halls. Another teaching, Amar Bichan, it says, Doeg v'achi teifel, although they were both opponents of David, le'rozezeh, they didn't see each other. Because Doeg was b'mei Shal in the days of Shal, v'achi teifel b'mei David, and achi teifel was later on in the days of David. But Amar Bichan, another teaching from Amar Bichan, is Doeg v'achi teifel l'chatzi imeim, Doeg and achi teifel did not live out half of a lifespan. Tamehoch is similar in the Brisa, the Pasuk in Tilin says, Anchi Dama Mirma, men of blood and of deceit, Le'yachzimim, they won't live out half the life. Which Koshnaisiv Shal Dayig, Lohoye Elishleshim Arba, all the years of Dayig was only 34, Beshalachitayfel, in Elishleshim Meshalish, and the years of Echitayfel only 33. Another teaching of Rabbi Yechon on this topic is, Betchilo, Kara David Achitayfel Rabbi. Initially, David called Achitayfel his teacher. Ulubasev Karchaveh, but later on they called him his colleague. Ulubasev Kartamid, later on they called him his student. As we find Betchilikar Rabbi, first he called him his teacher, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Va'ata Enosh Ke'erki, he was referring to Achitayf when he says, and you're a man like my value, Alufi Umiyudai, my teacher and the one who gives me knowledge. Ulubasev Kari, Chaveh, but later on the pasuk, we see that he calls him his colleague, where he tells him, Ashayachtav Nam Tiksei, that together we would sweeten the secret, Bevesa Alekim Nahalch Baragish, in the house of God, we went with trepidation. Well, the Messiah Kar Tamidei, and later on, as we find the Pasuk Tehillim, he called him his student, where he says, "Gam Ish Shloimi Asher Betachti Bei," that also the man of my peace, which I had confidence in him, as we continue up of Kav Zayin and Aleph, Oichel Lachmi, the one who eats my bread, meaning who learns my Torah, Higdolai Akiv, lifted up his heel in defiance to me and to go against me. So we see that although Achitevel started off as his teacher, then he went to his colleague, and then he went down to being David HaMelech's student.